Hi, I'm Ron Franz. I'm currently an associate professor at the College of Architecture at OU, and I'm also the director of Small Town Studios for the Institute for Quality Communities at OU. In my past life, I was an architect for the Oklahoma Main Street Center. I was called into being a citizen architect, as they call it, on April 19, 1995, when there was a truck bombing in downtown Oklahoma City. The Murrah Building collapsed, 12 other buildings collapsed, and 350 buildings had severe damage. I heard the plea of Mayor Ron Nork ask design professionals to step forward and do something for their city, and I felt the real need to do that. When I arrived, I had been appointed team captain for Team 2, so I had 22 people together who pretty much were did not know each other. We had over 70 bomb-damaged buildings, and Team 2 was actually Broadway Avenue. As we worked together, we found out historically it had been called Automobile Alley, and that really fueled our engines, I guess, to get to do something with the downtown. We began working on all these buildings, architects, interior designers, citizens, engineers. It was a great combination of people. We met every Friday for a year. On the first anniversary of the bombing, we opened the Automobile Alley Main Street office, and it operated for several years until it rolled into downtown now, which is a fabulous downtown organization. What we saw is a lot of big, vacant automobile dealerships be turned into housing, light industrial, offices, retail, a lot of outdoor areas, rooftop gardens, a lot of events. The Memorial Marathon ends there. Chocolate Decadence happens there. So many different events happened there, whereas it was just this area that you quickly drove through. It was a really great story. 17 years later, work continues. Many, many people have been involved. There's so many restaurants, so many residential areas. Architects' offices are there. And it's fun to watch that area continually grow.
And you talk about how it's sort of the beginning of the new Oklahoma City. What is Oklahoma City now?
Okay, what I saw is Oklahoma City really changed. It had been founded with a land run, shot of a gun, in the unassigned lands. Everybody ran, claimed their stake of land. As long as I had mine, it really didn't matter what was happening to you. That's what I felt like the city was like. Everyone was so very independent. With this blast of a truck bomb, I saw people run together for one parcel of land. And then once we realized the extensive damage, we realized that we had to work together to turn our city around. I just saw such an incredibly different personality in a city emerge following the bombing. I saw people help each other out. They happened to collaborate together. They dreamt together. And it was fun to see that whole change of personality.